thank you again for having me again today. It's always a pleasure to come and see people and folks that I've known for quite a few years. It's always a real pleasure just to come and bring you God's word, and I hope that what we'll be saying this morning will bless you, touch you, challenge you, wherever it may be. That's it. It's not just coming to church again, but we come to be blessed, we come to be touched by our great God. So just two or three verses I want to read to you, so no need to really turn to the such, but 1 John 1:43 says, the next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophet who wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And then Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 to 22. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting their net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And just one verse. As Jesus went from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he said. And Matthew got up and followed him. We're talking about discipleship today. It's always a good thing to talk about quite often, because if we love Jesus, then we are disciples. We are disciples of Jesus. And discipleship is a follower of Jesus, but also a doer. Do things. So often you see people, they become Christians and you can go into some churches, and quite often it's a few doing everything, while a lot do nothing. And I find that so sad. We're all called to follow God. We're not just being called to become a Christian and then just sort of do nothing and let everybody else do everything else instead. It's a matter of us being doers, doing things for the church, and whatever we do it obviously for God. So, calling of the disciples, as I say, we're not going to spend too much on this little bit, but as we read that, I think in all of it, it said that whatever they was doing, as Jesus called them, they didn't start arguing and complaining and moaning, none of this sort of stuff. They just left where they were. They got up and they followed Jesus. And the 12 disciples, we know a bit about their background. And they all come from different backgrounds. They all had different jobs and done different things. They were a very diverse bunch of people. And that's what the church is all about, isn't it? We're diverse. We all come from different backgrounds, from different places. We do different things. We have different jobs. We're so totally different in so many ways. And thankfully that we are different, that we're not just all the same, we just all do the same thing. We're not boring in that sense. But we're accompanied God's people. The disciples were different people. And they just come from different backgrounds. And it was the same with us as well. But each one was obedient to the call of Jesus. When he called them, they went and they followed him. And right at the very beginning of what I'm saying now, where are we in that walk today? For each one of us, can we say, I'm a disciple of Jesus? There's been a time in my life when I knew Jesus. I gave my life to him. I said, I want to follow you. I want you to be my Lord. I want you to be my master. I want you to be my king. Now, have we, each one, made that decision? Or is that something we think, you know what, you put that off and you can wait for another week or another month or another fortnight or, you know, when Crystal Palace might win the league title and all this sort of stuff. You know, we leave things so that whenever we think it might be okay. But we don't, you know, we don't know. Sorry about making you laugh. But, you know, but it's something that for each one of us, we have to make that decision. And where does Jesus stand in our lives? So if we made that decision, you know, we're walking with him, we are a disciple, hopefully we are a doer of what we're doing. But if we haven't made that decision this morning, right at the beginning of this talk, really, you know, I asked you that it won't be something that you would just let go for another week, for another month, for whatever. But we get our lives sorted out with Jesus. Greatest decision we will ever make. We will never make a better decision than following Jesus. So as we got the calling, or part of the calling of that, then of course for each one of us, there's that great commission in Matthew 28, where Jesus said, we're to go into all the world, we are to preach the gospel, and to, you know, be his disciples wherever we go. Now, I've often thought about that. See, I'm glad. Now, I hate this weather with a passion. I mean, I don't say I don't like it. I mean, I hate it. I just do not like this, to get in bed at night if it's hot and clammy. You get out in the morning, you're hot and clammy. Oh, it's all. I didn't mind it when I was young. I didn't mind it. As I got older, I really hate it now. And I'm so glad that God said, never said to me, Barry, I want you to go to the hottest place on this planet and preach the gospel. I think I might have rebelled. I know I would have rebelled. Go to Austria, to the lovely mountains of Austria. Go to Hawaii, which is a bit warm, I know, but you know. Yes, Lord, I would be more than happy to go to these sort of places, to be your person, to preach your word, to do what you're calling me to do. And so for each one of us, if we are a Christian this morning, really a tough question now, what's your witness like for the Lord? You know, we can talk about anything in the world, we can talk about sport, football, pop stars, you name it, we can talk about so many things, but how often do we talk about Jesus? You know, on a Monday morning when I was at work, first thing on Monday morning, because I was with a lot of fellas, and you know, basically that first thing that we spoke about was football. You know, we all had different football teams, and you know, we'd wind each other up, who won and who lost and whatever. But to go in on Monday morning and someone said, what did you do yesterday? To say, you know, or something, to sort of play it down a bit, you know. But, you know, the greatest thing is that we can be, or one of the hardest things is, talking about our faith. And it's not always easy. When you're a pastor or you're running a church, you know, basically that's your job. It's easy. You find that easy to go and talk about things. And that's why it's been quite an easy thing for me to do. But for some people, it is very difficult when you're in a job where people, especially these days, and teachers and people like that, I just feel, you know, things that you can say and what you can't say. And in the papers this week, there's been a number of people about people who've not used the right pronouns, is it? Not used the right this, and they've said the wrong thing here. And they've been sacked, and they've gone under terrible stress and pressure. And for a lot of people, to be able to witness their faith is not an easy thing to do. But God says to us, you know, we have to go into all the world. Wherever God has put us, it may be where we live, it may be our brother, our family, it may be in the neighbourhood that we're at. Wherever it is, that is where God would have us to preach his gospel or to witness to our faith. As I say, that isn't always the easiest thing to do. But I find that as a Christian, so often, I don't know about you, but I want to do things in my strength. This is what I want to do. This is the way I'm going to do it. And you know, it's all about me, and me. But of course, as Christians, you see, you know, we don't have to do things in our own strength. We can do it in the strength that God has given us. And he has given us strength. He has given us power. And so often as Christians, we forget that. We think, oh, woe is me, I'm nothing, I can't do this, I can't do that. But with Jesus, we can do anything and everything. We need to remember that. We don't have to think, I can't do anything. Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. What for? To witness in this country, that country, and right across the world. On the day of Pentecost, those disciples had so much power. And it was just after the resurrection when all the disciples were meeting together. They were all there, they were a bit frightened, worried about what was going to happen. Jesus came upon them and he breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Now if you take that particular time and to the day of Pentecost, not very much happened as far as I can see from the Bible. I don't really see very much actually having happened there. But on the day of Pentecost, when each one were filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit, amazing things happened on that day of Pentecost. And things haven't changed. A lot of people say, well, yes, but when the disciples died, you know, things of the Holy Spirit, you know, that all died down. That's in my Bible. I've never seen that at all. There's no difference from there 2,000 years ago to what's happening now. And on that day of Pentecost, amazing things happened. Thousands came to faith. Many people, there were healings, there were miracles. And if you want to be encouraged some days, read the book of Acts. See what God done in the book of Acts. Amazing, amazing stories. You can say, oh, bit of luck, just happened. No, it was God at work. It was God's power in the hearts, working in the hearts of people. Amazing things happened on the day of Pentecost and it was the preceding time after that. And things haven't changed in the last 2,000 years. So often we can say, but you know, things have changed, that's happened, blah, blah, blah. But you know, God hasn't changed. God is still the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, forever. He's never changed. He's never going to change. Because he's the great God that we have. Yes, if we're Christians, we need to be doers of things. And we can see mighty things happening. We don't have to, think, well, we leave it to the leadership of the church. You know, for each one of us, if we love Jesus, and the day we became a Christian, he came into our lives through his Holy Spirit. Each day we can be filled with his Holy Spirit, and we can see amazing things happen in our lives. Things haven't changed. And you know, quite often we see so many healings in different people, in different churches that I've been, and seeing God doing things. And you know, we've got to remember that. You know, God has and still is and will carry on doing mighty things. And he wants to use us as doers of being a disciple for Jesus. God can use us. It's not just for other people, it's for us. And it says, and also, all this should be also accomplished by prayer. How do we pray? So often we think, we go into this, we go and do that, we want to see amazing things happen. But we need to be a people of prayer. There is power in prayer. Yes, I know sometimes prayer can be one of the most hardest things to do. You know, it can, you know, we come to a time of prayer, whether it's within the church, whether at home, or where it may be, and our minds start going, and we start thinking about other things, but it can be so difficult. But with prayer, God can, does, and will do amazing things. I always have that story. I think it's in Acts 12, where Peter is in prison. And it says that the church, together, they were praying ardently for Peter. And if you read that story, amazing things happened. As they was together, people were praying. And all of a sudden there was Peter in the middle of this dungeon, tied up. He had guards all around him. And all of a sudden, guards fell asleep. Chains fell off. angel appeared. A massive, great door opened on its own. A miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. Why? Because people were praying. And our prayers are as effective now as they were in those days. There's no difference. We still have power in prayer. Let us be a people that pray together as a group, as individuals, as families, or whatever it may be. When we're praying for these things, Lord, what are you saying to me? Where are you wanting me to go? What do you want me to do? Pray about it, seek God, and then go out in the power of prayer and in the power of the Holy Spirit. And God will do amazing things. In Romans 8:11, it talks about the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from death lives in you, me. That just blows my mind. That on that day of resurrection, when that Holy Spirit raised Jesus, what power there was to raise Jesus from the dead, that lives in me as well. Lives in you as well. Isn't that amazing? We have power. I get fed up when I see Christians, oh, woe is me, I'm nothing, I can't do anything. I feel like strangling them. Enough. You know, we are not like that. As we read here, God has filled us with His Spirit. He's given us strength. We can perform miracles and wonderful signs and things that happen. It wasn't just for 2,000 years ago, it's for 2023 at Merston Baptist Church on this day and in the days ahead. There's just nothing that God cannot do. It's up to us. You know, we just hold God back. It's like, no, I'm not sure I want to get involved with that. That might be too costly. That might cost me my job. That might cost me this or that, whatever. But if we are followers of Jesus, if we're doers of Jesus, He can and will do amazing things. We have power. Don't let the devil say to you, you're nothing. You're just one person amongst this or that or whatever. One person can make such a difference. It's for us to be involved, to go out and to do those things. To be a disciple, to be a doer for Jesus. I hope this is encouraging. If you come in here this morning and think, oh dear, what's he going to talk about today? I hope that what I'm saying is challenging you, but also it's blessing you. And that you're going to go out of this place, whenever we go out, fired up, full of the Holy Spirit, and let God touch us and use us. And that come this coming week, that you can come back next Sunday and you can say to each other, do you know what? God done this. God done that. He can. He can and He will. It's just up to us to let Him do it. Let us get involved and do these things. You know, there is so much that we can do for God. And, you know, whenever we do things, it's Jesus that gets the glory. It's not just us here, we think, oh, that feels good, oh, we feel good about that, and something's really happened. Yeah, that's good that we feel good, nothing wrong in that. But at the end of the day, Jesus is glorified. More will come into faith, more will be healed, miraculous signs and healings will happen. You know, as I say, God hasn't changed. What happened 2,000 years ago can happen today, tomorrow, and in this coming week. So, how much power have we got? How much power we can let God fill us with and let us do the things that He wants us to do? Maybe perhaps at the end of the we might just have another minute and just let God just touch us and just say, Lord, fill me with Your Spirit, fill me with Your power. Bless me, not just bless me, but bless you this week, Lord. Just show me what You want me to do, where are the places that You want me to go into, and help me to be brave. Yes, it may be that we might take a bit of ridicule or whatever. But when we think that Jesus died on the cross, He gave His absolutely all. When the Father couldn't even look upon Jesus, He looked at Him just because He bore our sin. The Father couldn't look upon Jesus at all. When we think what He has gone through, how much is it for us to take a bit of stick, a bit of whatever it may be this coming week? When we think what Jesus is to do. Yeah, and I'll be honest, it's easy now. Yeah, I'm going to do this. Yeah. you get out those doors and then, it's a little bit difficult. But it's not us. It's all about Jesus. It's what he wants to do in our lives. It's an exciting day, or sort of an exciting time to be a disciple and to be a doer for Jesus. Let's have that excitement. Let's use that excitement and use that joy that God has given us. Let us go out of this place and do the things that he wants to do in our lives. And you know, I don't think there's a better life. There's no better life than being a Christian. Yes, it can be difficult, it can be hard. For many Christians today, they're not meeting like we are meeting here. A lot of Christians can't meet in a church, don't have the Word of God to read, and they're finding a real struggle. But those people are so up for the Lord. They're out there doing things, and it means taking their privileges away, their freedom away, they're now prepared to do that. I'm sure for us, that isn't going to happen this week. A bit of banter, a bit of whatever it may be. But we can do these things for God because he's died on the cross and he loves us so much. So where do we stand with Jesus today? Are we that on fire? Do we want to be that on fire? Or are we saying, well, yeah, I'm quite happy the way things are. Let me just go through things. And if things happen during the coming week, then they can happen. But may it be that as I say now, we're going to come and just have a moment, a minute now, of just seeking the Lord, just asking God to come in and fill us, to use us this coming week, and that next week you're going to come back. Loads of people saying, do you know what God done last week? What he's done this past week? He's done this and done that. You can do it. We might not. Let's go out in the power of God and let him do whatever he wants to do, and that his name will be glorified. Each individual and this church will be glorified. Above all, Jesus will be glorified and honored in all that we do. Let's have a minute of prayer. Father, I just thank you for the dear folk here this morning. Lord, they are so faithful. They've kept this church running over many years, Lord, and many wonderful things have happened in this church. And Lord, you still want this church to go on. You still want this church to do mighty things. You still want to see people, one for you, people coming into this church and seeing this place full up with people again, with Christians and non-Christians as they come in and hear the gospel. Father, do mighty things. Be with the leadership of this church. Show them the way forward and just guide them in decisions that they have to make. And Lord, for each one of us here this morning, I just pray that you would fill us anew with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Just come into our lives and help us to go out of this place. And as we go through this coming week, Lord, may you do mighty and wonderful things. Help us not to think of us as defeated Christians, but we're not defeated. We are victorious Christians because Jesus lives in our lives through the Holy Spirit. So be with us now through this coming week, and may your name be lifted up and glorified, we pray, in that name that is above every name, the name of our wonderful Saviour Jesus. Amen. Amen.